Tell us a bit about this contentious building, Glenview Court. What was so special about it?
Yeah, so Glenview Court is, I guess, it's quite a iconic brutalist building in Tamarama Beach. You can actually see it from the sand if you turn around and look back up the hill above the gully. It's the biggest building there, so you can't really miss it. It's quite famous, I guess, mostly because of its size and its appearance. It is 7 stories high and is the tallest building and kind of towers over the beach. The people that don't live or have never lived or maybe been in the building probably despise it because, you know, it casts a big shadow and that sort of thing. But, yeah, the people and I guess like me that were lucky enough to live there for a period of time, I would be fair to say absolutely love it because it is a sort of a little slice of heaven with that great view.
How did you actually come to be living there in the first place?
It's a bit of a funny story. My partner and I were looking for an apartment and there was a real estate listing online and it was one of those listings where it only had one photograph. And the photograph was of the window with the view. And I honestly think it must have been taken at like after the sun had set because the interior of the apartment was completely black, but all you could see was like just this beach in the distance. And my partner was like, I know this building. We need to live there. So we happened to be early to the inspection and we just kind of literally, I think we filled out the application in the car park and we're the first ones in, so that's how it all happened. But our apartment itself was falling apart, unrenovated and not great, but the view was.
When did you decide to start photographing the building and its residents as kind of a project?
After a year or so of living there, and being a photographer, I was very aware that what we were living was quite a unique experience, you know, overlooking, you know, million-dollar views and the rent was quite cheap in most of the apartments there, unless they were renovated. But a lot of them haven't been renovated. So I just, you know, I knew that it was a bit of a dichotomy seeing beach and then seeing the building kind of crumbling around you. And I wanted to try and capture that. And I think what kind of tipped it over the edge was definitely the other residents and the people that lived in the building. You know, it was a very colourful block and there were lots of different people. You know, there were a few elderly people, but mostly, I guess, sort of young professionals. And such a range, and I think it was it was actually a moldy onion that I saw through someone's kitchen window that kind of sparked the thought of, wow, I wonder like what these people's stories are and why they live here, and you know, so that's actually how it happened. It was a moldy onion.
And what kind of stories emerged when you started to talk to some of the other residents? Did you have any sort of resistance to your probing in any of these cases?
I guess you could almost measure the resistance in that there's 72 apartments in the block and I was invited into 15 of them. So obviously that is still an amazing number and I'm so, so, so grateful for those people that were willing to open up their homes and share their stories with me. But as is always the case, not everyone is on board. But luckily I didn't have any type of resistance from people wanting me to not undertake the project. The committee and the board were actually quite supportive of the project because obviously they love their building and I've met some really great owners of the apartments that have been, you know, incredibly supportive as well.
A little slice of Sydney that will be passed on, I guess, but you're exhibiting some of these series digitally at Head On Photo Festival. Can you tell us a little bit about putting the exhibition together, especially with those kind of considerations of having to go digital, not being able to give the sort of full experience that you might usually?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, well, first of all, Head On Photo Festival have done a great job of, you know, flipping the switch quickly, so to speak, given the state of the world. So exhibiting digitally changes things a lot, as I think it does, you know, when you think about print journalism and online journalism. So there's kind of those types of things to take into consideration. But I'm very excited to be exhibiting just a small preview of the project. The project was photographed over about 3 years. So there's, as you can imagine, there's a lot to see and a lot to show, but online isn't, you know, the place to show it all, but there will be definitely a tasty teaser going online tomorrow at 6 p.m. with the festival.
Oh, that is fabulous stuff. Yasmin, look, best of luck with this one going forward. Best of luck with any future exhibits of it as well. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for the support, Sean. Thank you.